This is the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB.
So far, I've shown you Narrator and NVDA, which are both free screen readers for Windows. But today, I'm going to give you a very quick guide of how to get started with VoiceOver on the Mac.
Now you won't stop talking, why don't you give it a rest?
Just like Narrator on Windows, VoiceOver is part of the Mac operating system. That means you don't have to install anything, it's just already there. Now, I'm sure a lot of people listening to this will already know VoiceOver. If you have an iPhone or an iPad, it's part of the iOS operating system. But it is important to know they are not the same. The Mac operating system is far more powerful than the iOS operating system, so VoiceOver on the Mac needs to be far more powerful. And when I say powerful, I mean harder to learn. I'm not saying that to frighten anyone off, it's no different than learning JAWS or Narrator or NVDA, but it's something you should be aware of. As with the other guides, there's no way I can show you every feature in 5 minutes, so I'm going to show you how to enable it, a couple of the useful commands, and how to navigate around a web page so you can find more help if you need it. Let's start VoiceOver. Okay, to start VoiceOver, you need to press Command and F5. Now, by default on the Mac, the function keys are dual purpose. They control things like brightness, volume, and media controls. To get them to act like standard function keys, you need to hold down, well, the function key. I know, confusing, right? This is a key located in the bottom left corner of your keyboard. It's marked as FN. To the right of the function key, or let's call it the FN key, is the control key, then the option key, and then command key. So actually, to start VoiceOver, I'm going to hold Function, Command, and F5. And if this is your first time turning on VoiceOver, you will hear...
Welcome to VoiceOver. VoiceOver speaks descriptions of items on the screen and can be used to control the computer using only your keyboard. If you already know how to use VoiceOver, press the V key now. If you want to learn how to use VoiceOver, press the space bar now.
There you go, it's got its own quick start guide. You don't need me at all. Seriously, take a look through it. It really is useful. It'll give you a great start. As with any other screen reader, VoiceOver uses a modifier key. This is a key you hold down with others to issue VoiceOver commands. The modifier key, or in this case, keys, are Control and Option. These are referred to as the VO keys. So, for example, to move around items on the screen, you hold the VO keys and press the left or right cursor keys. If you're running a more recent version of macOS, like Sierra, you can use the caps lock key as a modifier if you want. It's up to you. So let's try it out. I'm going to hold the VO keys and hit M to jump to the menu bar at the top of the screen.
Menu bar, Apple. You are currently on a menu bar item. To open this menu, press Control, Option, Space.
There we go, and as you heard, VoiceOver gives you a nice hint telling you what you can do here. To activate an item using VoiceOver, you need to hit the VO keys and space. If you're coming over to the Mac from Windows, you need to get out of the habit of hitting Enter, it's a VO and space. If I hit VOM again, it will take me to the Menu Extras bar. This is like the Windows system tray.
Menu Extras. Accessibility. Menu Extra.
And using the VO keys and the left and right arrows, I can move around the items in the Menu Extras bar.
Time Machine, Menu Extra. Bluetooth, Menu Extra. Wi-Fi, 4 of 4 bars.
You get the idea, I won't go through them all. If you want to adjust any of the voice options, such as speech rate, hold the VO keys, command, and left or right arrow.
Voice Daniel.
And if I keep pressing the VO command left arrow.
Intonation 50%. Volume 100%. Pitch 50%. Rate 45%.
And to adjust any of these settings, VO up or down.
50%. 60%.
Also really useful for finding commands is the keyboard helper, VOK.
Starting keyboard help. Type keys to hear their names. Hold down the voiceover keys while typing to hear voiceover commands. Press the escape key at the top left corner of the keyboard to stop help.
Okay, let's go online. There's a few different ways you can start an app. I find the easiest is to use Spotlight Search. To do this, hit Command Spacebar and type the name of the app you want to open.
Spotlight. Spotlight. System dialog. Spotlight search. Search text field. S-A-F.
I've typed SAF because I'm searching for the Safari web browser. I could now navigate through the list of matching results, but I know it's the first one, so I'm just going to hit enter.
Safari. Favorites. Window.
There we go. Safari is now open and it's waiting for me to type in a web address. I'm going to type audio.pizza. It's a podcast I do with a couple of friends of mine. I know. Shameless plug.
Audio Pizza, more than just a soundbite, web content. You are currently on web content. To enter the web area, press Control, Option, Shift, down arrow.
Now, this aspect of VoiceOver, interacting, is slightly tricky to get your head around. Well, at least it was for me. So, the idea behind it is that you can quickly navigate around an app or a window until you find the area you're actually interested in, so it could be a toolbar or, in this case, the actual web page itself. Once you find the area you want, you interact with it to actually see the items inside it. So let's VO left arrow until I hit the toolbar at the top of Safari.
Toolbar. You are currently on a toolbar. To interact with the items on this toolbar, press Control, Option, Shift, down arrow.
So, as you heard, to interact, it's the VO keys plus Shift plus the down arrow.
In toolbar. Six items, go back, button.
Now I'm actually interacting with the toolbar, I can navigate through and use any of the items inside it. So I'm just going to VO right arrow to go through the items.
Go forward, dimmed, button. Sidebar, button. Audio pizza. Content selected. Search or enter website name.
And there's the text field to type in a web address. Okay, so let's stop interacting with the toolbar now and actually look at the website. So to stop interacting, you do VO, Shift, up arrow.
Out of toolbar.
So now I'm just going to navigate until I hear web content.
New tab, button. Vertical splitter, collapsed on left. Audio pizza, more than just a soundbite, web content.
Here we are, and now I can just interact with this to start looking through the website.
In link, skip to content, skip to content, clickable.
Now we can just navigate as normal using the VO left and right arrows to go through each element of the web page.
Banner two items. Heading level 1, visited, link, auto pizza.
You get the idea, I can navigate around the web page as normal. Now, sadly, I've waffled on too long and I've run out of time. Stephen's desperately waving his hands at me, telling me to wrap it up. Well, probably. So I'll pick this up next week and we'll talk about Quick Nav, the Trackpad Commander, and the Item Chooser. Thanks, guys. I really do talk too much.
Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.